On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody in podcast land, time for another Hard Rocking Trivia Show. Woohoo! Yay. What are we up to, like 230-something?
6 million, something like that.
Six and a half million, maybe?
Something like that. We're still in the 230s. We're almost at 240, so.
All right, nice. Well, that seems like a lot of show. So we're going to start off with a bit we call rapid fire, where we try to stump each other with some trivia questions. And I got to say, I listened to rapid fire today. I was in the car. Judas Priest rapid fire came on. The words make absolutely no sense. It's just the words just are heavy metal words. You know, throwing an anvil, you're pounding the world like a battering ram. What are you talking about? How are you pounding the world? Oh man, it just, I'm listening to it going, what is he even talking about?
Well, Rob would always talk about, this is before we all knew he was gay. He said a lot of his lyrics were about being a gay man.
Okay.
So if you think, now think about what you just, and now think pounding the world like a battering ram.
Yeah, oh, I was thinking that the whole time, thinking, okay, well, if you didn't know he was gay, you could certainly infer that from his lyrics, but
yeah, still love the song. I mean,
great song.
I haven't really even thought about the lyrics. I just know a couple of lines here and there, but
yeah. But
it was funny. He waited so long. He figured it would be a huge backlash, but by the time he finally came out, everybody's like, "We all kind of already knew and really don't care." So
yeah,
keep going.
Yeah, you can sing your ass off. So whatever.
Yeah, I mean Freddie Mercury, Elton John. Yeah, if you're a good artist, we don't really care. Just make good music.
Yeah, nobody cares either way. Gay, not gay. Just, you can sing your ass off. Hey.
Good to go.
Yeah, good to go.
Hey, but before we start rapid fire, let's talk about our Spotify playlist.
Spotify playlist. Woo-hoo! It's free.
Yeah, it is free. Yeah, if you go on to Spotify and look up the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show, you can see our shows there, and you can see our playlist. You just have to like the name, and it's pretty easy access. We now have 4 playlists. Can you believe that?
Four. I know the one that I always listen to is way better than any of the channels on Sirius. We should have our own channel on Sirius. We could curate that so much better.
Yes.
But you know, Ozzy's Boneyard, Hair Nation, you know, no way. Come on.
Too much repetition.
Yeah. There's 20 songs.
Yeah. Ooh, let's hear this. Let's hear Crazy Train again. Ooh.
Oh, my God. I heard that today.
Did you?
After Rapid Fire, Crazy Train came on. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
The only thing good on Ozzy's Boneyard right now is when Jim Florentine plays his particular show.
Yep.
And he plays stuff out of the box.
Yeah. I listened to that this evening, actually. I heard like 3 or 4 songs from him, and it was like, Now, this is stuff I'd want to listen to, because 3 of the songs I'd never heard before from bands I know, but yeah, his show's great.
And then you got the flip side, you got the Hair Nation. Most of the stuff, I mean, Trunk's got 1 show on Mondays, which is worth listening to, but on Saturdays, there's a guy named Mark Striegel, and it's only on Saturdays, too. In his particular set, he'll play old stuff. But I'll play new music from older bands, and that's the only time they'll actually play that, because the rest of the week you're going to hear the same Quiet Riot song, Come On, Feel the Noise. Same songs.
Yeah, and Scorpions and Bon Jovi.
Same ones. But we have a alternative for you out there. The playlist that Danny was talking about is called the HRTS Rock Playlist. Right now, it's up to 112 hours of music with no repetition.
That's awesome.
I mean,
and it's all stuff that we like. So if you like this show and you like the bands we talk about, you should be all over it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's free. If you don't subscribe to Spotify, you can get a free account, and they throw commercials in there. But if you do, if you do subscribe, no commercials whatsoever, and you can unlimited skip. So if there's a song you come on, I don't like that song, skip to the next one. I mean, there's 112 hours of songs on that particular playlist. Jeez.
You're probably going to like them all anyway, so.
Yeah, probably. And that one basically probably pretty much goes from 1970s hard rock and metal all the way to yesterday. That one covers everything. So that one, that's the biggest playlist. The other three, one's hard rock and 70s, which is nothing but hard rock and metal from 70 to 79. That has 28 hours of music on it. I need to bump that up more. There's hard rock and 80s. There's 41 hours. That's from 80 to 89. I mean, come on. And the newest one is called Hair Nation Extra, which is basically hair bands. There's 41 hours of hair bands. The big stuff, the little stuff. Yeah, you're not going to hear the same songs over and over again. So 41 straight hours. You can just go on and play it straight through. We made sure that there's no repeats. Big bands, little bands. So. Yeah, go on there, like them, and check them out. Follow Hard Rockin' Trivia Show, and you'll have access to all that stuff. And, hey, you're welcome.
Yeah, I put it on whenever I don't have meetings. I'll just have it on in the background.
Yeah.
Some songs I'm like, eh, I'm tired of that one.
Skip.
Or skip it. Yeah. So, but still, it's awesome.
Yeah, then something from something you haven't heard in 30 years pops up. Like, oh, my God, I haven't heard that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge Quiet Riot fan, but every once in a while a Quiet Riot song will come on. It's like, man, I love that song.
Yeah. And I made sure I didn't put all the same damn songs that we hear all the time.
Yeah.
Let's play something a little deeper.
Because there's way better songs than what gets played on the radio.
And, but
I think everybody's tired of those.
Yeah, but the classic rock radio is the same thing. They'll play the same songs. Oh, let's hear. Oh, You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC. Okay, again.
Yeah,
there's much better songs in their catalog than just that.
If you go to any sporting event, you hear the Welcome to the Jungle, you hear the beginning of Hell's Bells at third down. All of a sudden, everybody needs to hear these bells for third down, like it's ominous or something. You know, stop playing that crap. God, same thing over and over. And then Crazy Train.
Mix it up.
Those three songs, at every sporting event, you get those three same damn songs. It's awful.
But it could be worse. They could be playing hip-hop. Especially new school hip hop with the fake vocals and fake drum tracks.
Yeah,
my kids listen to it. It's awful.
It's just some guy sitting in his room
who can't sing or rap, and he's using what's that thing? That's that program they use.
Auto tune.
That's the word. When I hear any auto tune, click. That means you can't sing. You're a joke. But yeah, well, we got sidetracked. Let's play some rapid fire.
All right, here we go. Pounding the world like a battering ram. Ready for question number one?
Yep, let's do this.
All right. This was actually a question from my wife. She was listening to this podcast called Smartless, which is some Hollywood actors, I think. I don't remember the names, but she enjoys the show a lot. And Lars Ulrich was on there.
Okay.
And talking about this. So what year did Metallica play their one and only gig in Delaware?
Wow. Only
one time.
Like hell. The hell are you gonna know that one? Okay, but you know, because you know what happens when you get a question from your wife or your daughter, or in the future from your granddaughter. I always get it wrong. So they played in Delaware once.
Time they played this place called the Stone Balloon in Newark, which is on, it's right off the campus of the University of Delaware.
It's still there.
Tiny place. No, it's now the Stone Balloon Wine Bar and Restaurant.
Okay.
It's not a rock club anymore, but I saw Cheap Trick there, and I was against the stage right in front of Rick Nielsen.
Awesome.
Place was great. Held about 300 people. It was great. But this was on a tour that Metallica said they would play every single state.
Okay.
They play at least one gig in every state.
I'm going to say 1985.
You're close. It was 89.
Okay. Wow. So they were popular when they did this one. Okay.
Yeah, it was the Damage Justice Tour.
Okay.
So it was after Injustice for All. And so, yeah, they were big. Apparently the place was mobbed. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I figured the answer would been when they were in the early days.
Yeah, like maybe 84. After their first album.
Yeah.
When they were opening for Raven and stuff like that. But no, this was a little bit later when they were bigger.
That's cool. Like when Kiss played clubs one year, they played clubs during, I think, the Revenge era. They played like the Whiskey or...
That's cool.
I mean, yeah, I try to get tickets. Pfft, yeah, yeah, right.
Right. Not in L.A.
Yeah, sold out.
Yeah.
In one second. Like, oh, give me a break.
We'd like to announce a club tour. Sold out.
Yep, done.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're fighting with all, you're calling in with all the bots and scalpers and all that. Oh, excuse me, second mark ticket agents. Yeah, scalpers.
Exactly.
All right. Okay.
Well, all right. Well, you're 0-1, but that was a hard one.
Thanks, Dana. All right. Question one. Reb Beach and John Norum have both played in the same band. What band was it?
Reb Beach and John Norum.
Both played in the same band. They both played in several bands, but they've played in one band that was the same.
Oh, shush. I don't know John Norum ever played in Winger. I'm going to guess Alice Cooper.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
I mean, Reb Beach played in Alice. Reb Beach has been in a lot of bands. The answer, Dokken.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. I never saw Reb Beach play in Dokken, but he did one album with Dokken, and it's great. I saw John Norum play with Dokken, and it was funny because I think it was the House of Blues in L.A., and it was like a comeback, and all of a sudden Dokken comes out there, and there's this one guy who's a little different, and there's these guys in front of me like, who the hell's that? That's not George. Who's that? And these guys just kept screaming through three songs like, oh, that's John Norum from Europe. Fuck yeah. It's like, he's good. Give him a chance. And he was good. But the guy wanted George Lynch, and he just left. He was just disgusted. So I got to move up being closer. Like, heck with you. So,
yeah.
Yep. John, both those guys were in Dokken. So.
Okay. That's cool.
All right.
Did John Norum ever put any music out with them?
He played on the Don Dokken solo album. Okay. But I don't think he played on any studio albums by Dokken. But he did play live with them, so.
That'd be a difficult gig because George Lynch is kind of he's got his own style and it's different, but it's perfect.
Yeah, well, the guy they have had for years now plays it perfectly, so you can't even tell it's not George. It's just photocopy perfect, but people still want George.
All right, so question two for you. What is the number one album on Billboard's top hard rock albums this week?
Oh, my God. Anything new?
Nope.
I'm not going to new. Is it an old album?
Yep.
Really?
It's been on the chart. It's been number one, not consecutive, but it's been number one for 156 weeks.
Really? On the rock chart?
On the hard rock chart.
Hard rock chart. I'm going to say Metallica's Black album.
No, that's up there. It's top five, but nope, this is Queen's Greatest Hits.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why the Queen's having a resurgence right now, but maybe because Brian May and all his NASA stuff is kind of big at the moment.
Well, I know they're going to tour again with what's his face.
Yeah,
there's an American tour coming up. Maybe that's it, and maybe people are still. I mean, we've been fans of Queen forever. I'm saying so. I don't need the greatest hits. I know all those songs already. But I guess it keeps going. New generations picking this stuff up. Hey, that We Are the Champions is a great song. Yeah, okay. There's better songs than that, but okay.
It was 40 years ago too.
Yeah. Hey, good for them. I heard that like Fleetwood Mac's Rumors is on the chart still. So
yeah, And Dark Side of the Moon and, you know, that's all these albums.
That's because the classic ones still sell a little bit. And the newer stuff, you know, comes out, especially rock bands, it'll come out for a couple weeks and it's off the charts already.
Yeah, they sell to the fans and then that's it.
And classic rock radio just plays the same crap over and over again. So,
yeah.
So we
really need to do something to curate our own channel or Sirius channel or something like that.
Well, who do you know? Come on, you got to know somebody famous, somebody rich, anybody.
I know Dana, and I know you.
Okay, well, I can't help you.
Okay.
Maybe Dana knows somebody. I don't know.
Probably not.
Now, that's why we just have to go with our Spotify playlist. We'll help you out there. Eventually, we're going to have
get noticed.
Yeah. We'll have a melodic rock one eventually, too. But I want you, for that melodic rock one, I want you to give me a list of songs that you want on there. So when I build one,
all right,
we put your stuff in there. Because I think you go a little deeper than I do on certain bands.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. All right. It's your turn for question number two. All my questions this week are basically guitar-based, guitarists that you know. Okay, Night Ranger and Whitesnake have both had this same guitar player. Who's the guy who's been in both bands?
Well, I don't think Brad Gillis was in Whitesnake.
Nope.
Who was in... Somebody was in, like... Night Ranger for just a minute.
Yeah, this particular person has recorded with both bands.
Is it Joel Holstra?
Correct.
Yes.
Great player, too.
Pulled that out. Yeah, the guy's awesome.
Joel Holstra was on some really good Night Ranger albums, and then he played on some Whitesnake. And unfortunately, I think Whitesnake is done because, you know, DC is 74 now. And last time they tried to tour, his voice just didn't. He had to cut it short. He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear about Steven Tyler?
Yeah, blew his voice out. He was coughing blood.
Three shows, and he has to stop for 30 days.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the same age. He's 73, 74, so you know.
Yeah, it's...
That stuff is hard to sing, too.
Yeah, it's a bitch, you know. But, hey... When you're coughing up blood and the doctor tells you to rest for a month, maybe you should do it.
Do it, yeah. Yeah, I think Aerosmith's going to be done after this for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen Aerosmith enough times. You know, it would be cool. I mean, it's sold out here, so it'd be cool to see him one more time. But, yeah.
Yeah, their first show was in Philly at the beginning of September, and it was sold out.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to go. I've got some good tickets coming up. So.
Okay, cool. Hey, we'll talk about those after the show. Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. All right, question number three for you. What do Crash Diet and Ghost have in common besides being from the same area?
Okay, well, we both know. Yeah, they're both Swedish. And they have something in common besides that?
Yep, they do.
Is it something obvious?
Well, once you know it will be.
Well, Ghost is really one guy in a bunch of hired hands.
Oh, they're ghouls.
They're hired ghouls, okay. Crash Diet has been around for a while. Four lead singers. Still good, by the way. I don't know. Oh, they're on the same record label. I don't know.
No. Actually, Tobias Forge was in Crash Diet for the first 2 years of their formation.
Really?
Yep. He recorded their demos with them.
Was he the lead singer?
I don't know. I would guess he's either the lead singer or guitar player, like rhythm guitar player.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but he was in Crash Diet for a hot minute.
I did not know that.
Well, there you go. You're 0 for 3. You done well to this week.
Holy smokes. I've already lost. Okay, well, because you got
that's
one.
Right. I got the last one right.
So here you go. Now you can go 2 for 3.
Yeah.
Okay. This is about another guitar player. Okay, this guitar player has played with all of these artists. And I'm going to name you a long list.
Jeez. Okay.
Alice Cooper. And he's recorded with these artists too.
Okay.
Most of them. Alice Cooper, Warrant, John Waite, Night Ranger, Big Bang Babies, Stephen Piercy, Slash a Snake Pit, L.A. Guns, Pretty Boy Floyd. Who is it?
Jeez.
And he's currently in one of the bands I named.
I'm going to say Al Petrelli.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
It's Keri Kelli. In Night Ranger. He's played in that many bands.
Wow.
I mean, that's diverse. You're in John Waite album. Then you're in Pretty Boy Floyd.
Yeah.
And I saw him in Pretty Boy Floyd. I didn't know he was in L.A. Guns. I didn't know he was a touring member of Slash a Snake Pit. But,
wow, okay.
And he owns a bar in Vegas.
Oh, cool.
So, my wife is going to Vegas this weekend, so.
All right, nice.
To visit family, so. Well, I'm not, but.
I'm sure she'll go to the bar for you.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I don't think she's going, but okay. No. Well, Danny, you kicked my butt this week.
Well, by one, so yeah. Not a complete butt whipping, but close enough.
Dana,
it's not like the Miami Dolphins over Broncos.
Ooh, 70 points. Wasn't that brutal? I didn't think I'd ever see that in my lifetime. I'm like, wow, they keep scoring. What is going on here?
They can't be stopped.
Yeah. Are they that good or is Denver that bad?
Yes.
Okay. Yes on both accounts.
Yep.
Ooh, I guess we're going to find out how good Miami is when they play Buffalo. So we'll see.
Yep.
All right. Now on that note, let's listen to a commercial and we'll be back with another bit for you.
All right.
All right, boys and girls, before we get to our next bit, which is cover this, Danny is going to talk about some shows he's going to go to in the future.
Yeah, got some awesome shows coming up. When you are here visiting in November, we're going to go see Mammoth.
Woo!
It's going to be amazing. That's at the Keswick Theater, which is a small theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania, which is kind of a Philly suburb.
Okay.
Then we have an Atlantic City show with Extreme and Living Color.
Yeah.
Already got tickets for that.
Is that awesome. February or something like that?
Yeah. And then when we go to the show, to the Mammoth show at the Keswick, I'm going to buy tickets for Mr. Big. Ooh. For my brother and I. We're going to go to that. And I'm only buying them to avoid the ticket charge because it's like 18 bucks a ticket. Ridiculous.
That.
So.
Yeah, we'll get there early, get your Mr. Hopefully it doesn't sell out.
I'm keeping a watch on it. It's not sold. It's about half sold right now, and it's been open to the public for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Big has never been a huge draw, so I would actually be surprised if it's sold out. But man, are they worth the price of admission? They're so good.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I've never seen them.
Yeah.
So
I've seen them with both guitar players.
Well, I did actually see them before they were Mr. Big, but. That was way back.
That's way before they had the catalog now.
Yeah, they were the Eric Martin band before their first album. It was Billy Sheehan, Eric Martin, the guitar player and drummer from Tesla.
Okay.
And they just did a bunch of covers and stuff like that. It was awesome, but...
They just finished playing Asia, and you can see a lot of those shows on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, the guy that got drumming, he can sing, too. Oh, it's perfect harmonies. It sounds so good.
Oh yeah, they're amazing. So, looking forward to that show. I think that's in January.
Yeah, Mr. Big's not playing around here yet, but as soon as they do, I'm buying tickets for that show. And I am going to see Extreme and Living Color, but I think it's like a month after you see them. So that's cool.
But yeah, I can't wait for that. That new album is so freaking good. Six.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, I agree. Love it. Album of the year for sure for me.
So far, yeah, I don't know what's going to take its place. I don't think anything's coming out that's going to beat it, and that's up there. I mean, Mammoth 2 is really good also. It's not up to the level of Extreme, but, I mean, not much else is, so there you go.
Yeah. We couldn't – that gives the Hard Rock and Trivia show stamp of approval. Get Extreme 6 if you don't have it already.
We got four thumbs way up on those.
Yeah, and just up in the air, okay, guys? Up in the air. All right, now we're going to do some cover this.
Now it's time to cover this.
And basically what we're going to do for you guys play along at home, we'll play a 30-second clip of a cover song. It could be something you've heard before, or it could be something by a known band, a cover from a known band. It could be something super obscure. You just never know. We pull these from everywhere. Sometimes we nail them within, like, right away, and sometimes we're so... It could be some song from the 1600s, like I did one. And, yeah. And Danny did one from some blues player from the 20s, and neither one of us, you know, stumped. We both got stumped, but hey, we both learned something and had a good time listening to some good music, so...
There you go.
My cover for you this week is a song I'm sure you know, and you'll probably know the original artist. I'm not sure you're going to know the covering artist, but it's an interesting take on a song that probably everybody knows.
All right. Let's take a listen. So this is a 30-second clip.
Yep.
Here we go.
You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say that I want.
All right, Danny, so what's the name of the song?
The name of the song is I Want It That Way from the Backstreet Boys.
Woo! I actually like that song by the Backstreet Boys. There's a couple songs by them I like. Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
I do, too. My older daughter was a gigantic fan, so we listened to them all the time. I don't mind that song at all. And I put together a playlist for this, a blood drive we were doing at work one time. So... there's about 50 or 60 people at any one time coming in and out, and I played that song. It went over huge, and I probably could have played that whole Backstreet Boys album, and it would have been fine.
Yeah, I remember when I was teaching in the early 2000s, oh, my God, all in high school, all the kids knew that stuff, and they wanted to hear it all the time. Yep. And one of the Backstreet Boys lives out near where I live, and he's the tall one. He's got long hair now, but...
The tall blonde dude?
He's not blonde. He's got black hair. I think his name is Kevin.
Oh, yeah, Kevin. Yeah,
yeah, I see him at Costco every once in a while. So, yeah. So you never know who you're going to run into. But, yeah, that's actually a good documentary on them, if you can believe it or not. I like rock documentaries, and there's a good documentary on the Backstreet Boys. But I digress. Okay,
all right.
Now.
I think the covering band... just from the vocals is Steel Panther.
You would be 1,000% correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just the one thing he said, he put some kind of weird thing on, like, you or I. Oh, wow. I don't know what he did, but it sounded like him.
Yeah. Yeah. He came. I mean, his name is Ralph Sands, but in Steel Panther, he's Michael Starr. He was also He was in Atomic Punks, and he did David Lee Roth really well. And sometimes when he sings, you can still hear that little David Lee Roth inflection in there somewhere. So that's probably what you heard.
Yeah, probably so. But I'm not saying anything negative about Steel Panther. I like them a lot. We saw them. Yeah. Did we see them at M3?
Yeah, we did. And they're a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, they are. They're talented guys. I mean, they can definitely play the stuff that they're playing.
More, some of those guys live out here too, but I know three of them wear wigs, so if I saw most of them, I wouldn't know who they are. But
yeah, I know they got a new bass player, so the one guy the real long straight hair, he's not in it anymore.
Yeah, his name was Lexi something, but yeah, they're super fun to go see. And yeah, I mean, sometimes they're listening to their albums, it's like, okay, guys, let's come up with something. We're singing about the same things. And it's a gimmick, and it works for them, and they're really popular in Europe. They play arenas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen them doing festivals where there are thousands and thousands of people.
And their banter in between songs, it's like a comedy show. It's pretty funny. So
yeah, it is. It's good.
Yeah. So
okay. All right, so
you got that one. That was easy. I figured you would. I just thought it would be kind of fun to play that.
Oh, it is. Totally. So the one for you, I think, well, you absolutely know the song and you know the you know the original band, but I don't know if you'll get who it is covering it. So
okay, so let's play along at home. Let's see if we get this. Here we go.
I put my money in a suitcase and headed for the big race. I felt a chill on my backbone as I hung up the telephone. Stone cold sober and stone cold sweat running down the back of my neck. Blues means trouble, the wind pays double, and I got me a heavy bet.
All right, that's a tough one. I mean, I obviously do know the song. The song is Cold Sweat, originally recorded by Thin Lizzy.
Yep.
But who is doing it? Initially, I thought, was it that sound like Dave Mustaine? Megadeth? I think it does kind of, but it's not that. Oh, it's hard. Is it Halloween? Is it Megadeth? Is it Pretty Maid? Somebody like that? Is it Primal Fear? Something along those lines? I'm going to say Halloween.
Oh, you were right the first time.
It was Megadeth?
Yep, that's Megadeth.
That's right, they did cover that on an album.
Yep.
Because it sounds like Dave Mustaine, but it doesn't. He's not going through the whole thing.
Yeah, he's not quite as angry.
Yeah.
But yeah, that I love that cover version. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Well, the song is great just by anybody, but.
Yeah. Megadeth does some great covers, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they really do. But it was funny. I bought a tour shirt from Metallica back when I saw them a couple months ago, right, on this M72 tour, and I'm walking through a parking lot, and this guy says, "Man, you should listen to Megadeth. They're better than Metallica." And I'm like, "Hey, I like Megadeth way better than Metallica, but I haven't seen them. I don't have their shirt. So, what are you gonna do?
Can you give me a shirt, buddy?"
Yeah.
You probably stunned him. Huh? You like?
You like Megadeth? God, you're old. What do you mean you like Megadeth?
Yeah. I love when I see the kids wearing the t-shirts, and I see the kids wearing the Iron Maiden t-shirts. It goes, "Hey, who's your favorite lead singer from Iron Maiden?" Well, buddy,
which bass player do you like best?
Yeah, Bay Buddy. I saw all three of them. Okay. And they're always shocked. This is an old gray-haired guy who likes music like this. Like, hey, buddy, those guys are old too. So.
Yeah, they're older than we are. So.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's a great version. And I do like Megadeth better than Metallica. Yeah. It's funny. They had, there was a, I don't know where it was. They were talking about the comparison between the two and how the riffs are better. The Metallica riffs are better, but the guitar solos are better than Megadeth. And I'm like, I don't know that I agree with that. I love Megadeth's riffs.
Yeah, but the first Metallica album is mostly Mustaine riffs that were...
Right, exactly. So,
I don't know. What? I like both. I don't like one more than the other. I mean, they're both good. I like Anthrax better than both of them, so what does that say?
Yeah, of the big four, yeah, I'd probably pick Anthrax too.
Yeah, we're definitely in a minority on that, so... Slayer being in the bottom, so...
Yeah, Slayer just... I think just too much for me, I guess. But
yes,
I'd say it's probably Anthrax, Megadeth, Metallica, and Slayer. That's
I could live with that.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna go on to our last bit of the show.
Last one,
and this one is called 6 and 30.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
And this is where we take six 5-second clips of various songs, and you have to give us the name of the artist of all these clips in 30 seconds.
Yeah, and they're only 5 seconds apiece, so they go by quick. And there's usually a theme of the songs, not the band. Sometimes it's the band. The theme is the bands, like all female artists or all bands from Europe or whatever. But in this case, I'll let you go first.
Okay.
And my theme is songs with cold in the title.
Songs with cold. Well, we already did Cold Sweat.
Oh, we did. Well, that's one less song you have to worry about then, isn't it?
So I got to get my pen and paper here. All right, so songs starting with the word cold, or having the word cold in them, right? Or is it? Yeah, okay.
Well, actually, they all start with the word cold, but I didn't start out like that, but that's just how it ended up.
Now, go ahead.
And there is a little bonus at the end.
Okay.
You'll see. I'll tell you why there's a bonus.
Now, the last time we played 6 and 30, I might be mine super hard. And so I have a feeling Danny's going to get his revenge tonight. So.
Well, I think you'll get 3.
Okay. All right.
Maybe.
Everybody play along at home. Here we go. I screwed up. And I just played the same song we did. Now, okay, take 2. Here's 6 and 30.
The cold wind blows.
Well, that last 5 second clip was a little longer than 5 seconds.
Well, I said there was a bonus at the end. Remember?
Oh, okay.
You remember 30 seconds ago?
Uh huh. That was the bonus. Okay.
That was the bonus. Yeah.
All right. So, God, this
how many
was,
you
this
think
was,
you got?
Maybe 2.
All right. Well, I will tell you, you know all of these bands very well. There's no obscure bands on here.
Is one of them a cover?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's number 4 is a cover.
Yep.
But, and number 5, God, I've heard that song before, but I can't place the artist. All right, so let's play this again here.
The cold wind blows.
I'm surprised you didn't go to the final kick show. That looked like it had been a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I saw some video of it, and yeah, they brought some guys who had been in the band in the past. So it looked like a total party. So.
Oh, I would have loved to, but I couldn't.
Yeah, bummer. All right, so number 1. I've heard that before, but I can't place it. Styx comes to mind. Is it Styx?
Yes, that is correct.
What's the name of the song?
Cold War.
Okay, I knew I'd heard that before. I don't know why.
That was from Paradise Theater.
Okay. Yeah, it's one of those songs you just skip over.
Yep.
All right, number 2, Dirty Honey came to mind. Is that right?
No, but you're very close. That was Greta Van Fleet.
Oh! And originally, I thought Greta, that's what I thought, and I went, maybe it's Dirty Honey, so.
Yeah, I didn't go with the high Led Zeppelin vocals that he's usually
damn it
doing.
Number 3, I think it's an obscure Gary Moore song.
That is correct. Yeah. Wow, look at you.
Well, it's Dark Days in Paradise, one of those. Yep. Which is a cool album, but it's not guitar-based.
It is totally different. It's not blues. It's not rock. It's got this, like, it's like he was messing around with a drum machine and just fell in love with it and thought, well, I'll just record what I'm doing in my room with this drum machine.
And it's not, he's not showing off his guitar skills. It's more moody.
Yeah.
But the songs are really strong. I really like that album.
Yeah, it's a cool album. It's not like, it's not one that you would, if you were on a deserted island and had five Gary Moore albums, which would you take? That's not one of the ones.
Yeah. Number four is, it's Cold Turkey John Lennon's cover. I believe that is Enough's Enough.
That's correct.
All right, so I got the three that you thought I would get. Oh, number five, Cold Look. I've heard that before. And I don't, I'm going to say, this is a total guess and I know it's wrong. Is it Honeymoon Suite?
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
Is it?
It is.
Holy crap. That was a total guess.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I knew
it. Yeah, the guy's vocals are pretty, they're pretty distinct.
Yeah, I pulled that out of my butt. Okay. Sticks and Honeymoon Suite were total guesses. All right, number six is The Mighty and Wonderful Kicks.
That is correct, and I made it extra long because they played their last show just like 2 weeks ago here in Baltimore.
Yeah, and they're definitely, Steve says, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. So I actually believed him when I heard the interview. He's like, okay, yeah, I think he's an older guy, and he says he can't sing the way he used to. I mean, he's still good, but he doesn't want to go out singing like John Bon Jovi or something.
So, he doesn't want to pull a Whitesnake or a Bon Jovi on everybody.
No, he doesn't. It's not a cash grab. He's like, okay, we're good. Let's end it when we're still good. And
yeah, I've seen them probably five or six times, and every time they were fantastic.
Yeah, they never sucked once.
Okay. So I can't really say, hey, go see Kix if they come to your town, because they won't.
Yeah, you got to go watch them on YouTube or something like that. Hopefully they filmed the last show and put it out. So
yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, now for your 6 and 30.
Yeah, let's see what this.
The theme, the running theme is that from this. These are all new wave hits.
New wave.
New what wave. The? Early. These are all from the early 80s new wave hits.
Jeez.
And you'll probably do better than you think you will.
New wave on the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. All right, well, here we go. Let's listen. Hey, it's all music. We're all into it, so.
Hey, we talked about the Backstreet Boys earlier, okay? All right.
Yeah, here we go.
You've heard most of the songs, right?
Oh, I know every one of them.
Really?
No question.
Wow.
I know the songs. Now, the artist, the problem is I may get a few of them mixed up, you know, like number one is really number three, or one is four, or whatever.
I can guarantee you none of them are Kix.
That is definitely true.
Okay.
Okay, the last one, I know the song. I liked it when it came out, but the name again.
Okay, well, play it again. Maybe it'll come to you.
Here we go.
And I noticed something about all those songs, too. A lot of them have really good bass in them. Bass lines.
Yeah, the New Wave bass players were, I mean, the number four, I know that band, and the guy is phenomenal.
Yep.
And it's no surprise that Duran Duran's bass player was excellent.
Yep.
Just so good.
Okay, we're going to test it.
Roger Taylor, John Taylor?
Yes, John Taylor and Duran Duran.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great bass player.
Yeah.
But he is. That is not part of this list, I don't think. But you never know.
No, I don't know. None of these are Duran Duran. All right, the first one, I think that's Psychedelic Furs.
You would be correct, and I absolutely love that song.
Oh, yeah, totally. Number two, I'm not positive about this. It could be a number, but is it Ultravox?
You're two for two. I told you you'd do well at this.
Yeah. The next one I know is Talk Talk.
Yep.
Love that song.
Great bass in that song too.
Oh, yeah. Number four, though, every song that they've done, it's Kajagoogoo.
Yep.
Every one of them is, the bass is phenomenal.
And you know the name of that song?
No.
Kajagoogoo.
All right.
That song, you probably have the greatest hits, but it's, that song is basically an instrumental, and it's the guy going off on the bass. It's awesome, yeah. And the only lyrics in the song is them spelling the word Kajagoogoo. But, yeah, it's like a 3.5-minute song, and the musicianship is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Number five, that's definitely the Vapors.
Yeah, you are five for five. I figured you'd do this.
That's the bridge part of Turning Japanese, so it doesn't sound like Turning Japanese at all.
That's why I did it.
Unless you know that part.
Yeah.
And the last one.
Great bass in that song, too.
Yeah, it is.
I can tell you, it's a stupid name.
It's like a haircut or hairstyle.
I want an exact.
I'm going to say haircut.
That's not it, though.
That's not.
Yeah, because I want a tie. It's not that. Incorrect. It's haircut 100.
Oh, you suck. So I got a half. So I got 5.5.
I didn't give you a half. You gotta earn that half, bitch.
I took that half.
Well, I got waxed in this whole show because I was hoping for a tie there. So okay. I can't believe I got the Sticks and the Honeymoon Sweet ones right.
I can't believe that either. I thought 2-3 max you would get just because of the song selection.
And those songs I haven't heard in probably over 30 years.
How did you get Gary Moore?
Gary Moore, I knew. That one, I really loved that album. That was an easy one for me. I got that immediately. But Sticks and Honeymoon Sweet, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been decades, so who knows? So, you know, I mean, you cringed when I said New Wave, and you got 5 out of 6, so.
Those are from, you know, those are my, like, high school. So I was either listening to that stuff because it was, like, really popular, or the hair metal stuff.
And I think the Ultravox, which is the most obscure one, I think, one, that particular song was not a hit in the U.S., but I think we saw the video as kids and we liked it.
Yeah.
I should have picked a different Ultravox song.
Yeah.
Do you know one?
No, that's just it. I would not have gotten it otherwise.
There's a song called Vienna. It's a ballad. It's really good. That's the Ultravox song I like. And what's the connection between Ultravox and Thin Lizzy?
What, Midge-Ure?
Yeah, Midge-Ure.
Yeah, he played in both.
Yeah, he replaced Gary Moore on the tour when Gary Moore quit in the middle of the U.S. tour. So Midge-Ure ran out there. And
how good does that guy have to be to replace Gary Moore in Thin Lizzy?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
And he said, are you sure about this? They need somebody really fast. And they trusted him to pull it off. I mean, he did the rest of the tour, and obviously that was it. And
he must have done all right.
Yeah, and, you know, he went back to his band. So he was like the last second. We need somebody quick. Midge, come on. Go.
I got to see some video of that.
I don't think I've ever seen it. There might be. But, yeah, interesting. He's the one guy everybody forgets about. He went in and saved the day. So. I guess Gary couldn't take Phil's, drugs and partying. Yes. That's why he left both times.
Yeah. Oh. It's got to be tough when you got a guy in your band it's his band and he's, like, hooked on heroin.
Yeah, and he's your best buddy and you've known him for forever and you respect the hell out of him, but you can't work with the guy because
you're seeing him drug.
Yeah, kill himself.
Yeah.
Which is what ultimately happened. So.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wow. Man, if I ever get to Ireland, I'm going to go see his statue.
Oh, me too. I definitely, that's one on the bucket list. I got to go.
Yeah.
It's awesome. All right. I think we need to stop it right there because last time we went on for 3 hours and we can't do that anymore. our fans are old and tired, except for your family.
Exactly. They listen to the car in the car when they're going to jiu-jitsu or dance class.
Wait. Who's in jiu-jitsu?
Charlotte.
Wow.
I went and watched last night. It was amazing. See her flipping these other kids and she getting flipped. It's crazy.
Wow. Great skill to learn.
They showed her how when somebody is on top of you and like trying to choke you, how to flip them over and end up being on top of them. And it's like it can't not work the way they showed them.
Wow.
Man, those Asians know what they're doing.
Okay.
Thousands of years of trying it out and perfecting it.
Isn't jiu-jitsu from Brazil?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Brazilian.
Okay, well, whatever they do.
Whatever they're doing, it's fantastic.
It is, because I was really impressed. And she's a white belt with two stripes, and still, it's like, that's awesome.
It's a wonderful skill, and it teaches a lot of discipline. So
now when she can flip her dad, I'm going to laugh so hard. He's a big dude.
I wouldn't count on that yet.
No, not.
If she sticks with it, it's possible.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when you got those skills, in jiu-jitsu, I mean, there's a guy named Hoist Gracie who made it famous, and he was like 160 pounds, and when the UFC first started, he was going up against 300-pounders and destroying them, choking them out.
This is a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu dojo.
Yeah, that's the big one. So yeah. She's going to the right place.
Man, she, it's...
How old is she?
7.
I'm not going to mess with her.
I'd say in like 2 or 3 years when she's up, you know, purple or yellow or whatever belt. Because they don't teach like attack methods, how to kick somebody's butt, but it's how to totally disarm anybody trying to get you.
Yeah.
Whether they attack you or whip out a weapon or whatever. It's totally defensive, but... You totally take the person out.
Yep.
It's
practical. You can use it to protect yourself, you know?
Yeah. I hope she sticks with it because she'll, it'll be amazing if she does.
Yeah. My kids did Taekwondo. They don't remember any of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got to do it for years to really get it ingrained.
Right.
And, I talked with one of my coworkers who's like a third degree black belt in some other martial art. I don't know I can't remember what it was, like Aikido. But anyway, he said, I asked him about it and he said, oh yeah, jiu-jitsu for somebody young like that is perfect.
Yeah.
And you know, if they want to go into another one, they can. It's a very easy transition, but it's really a, yeah. It was really cool watching that.
Yeah, they didn't really have that stuff when we were growing up, so.
No.
But it would have been a cool skill to learn when we were in shape. Yeah, it ain't happening now. Sorry.
Yeah, my knee would go right out.
Yeah.
I'd just be a mass of, sir, can you get off the mat?
I can't. I can't move.
I cannot get off the mat. You'll just have to jiu-jitsu around me.
Okay.
I'll be here all week, Trotherville.
That's right. Okay, on that happy note, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.